you haven't yet, you gotta stop by the Blackfin American Grill at the Galleria to check out their new menu. The new items are amazing. For more, go to blackfinamericangrill.com. Eat, drink, be lively.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center for great deals on America's most trusted battery, DieHard. Plus, take advantage of a free battery check at Sears Auto Center. See store for details.
Hi, everybody. Terry Hall here. This Saturday, This Week in Real Estate from 2 to 4 p.m. That's right, This Week in Real Estate, this Saturday from 2 to 4 in the afternoon, right before the Tigers game. We're going to discuss buying foreclosures, short sales, and buying property from banks before they go on the market. Additionally, I'm going to teach you how to help your children get their first home for less than $1,000 out of pocket. Of course, we'll discuss whatever you want to. That's This Week in Real Estate, this Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
Bodily fluids.
Is that Melancholy Man?
Yeah. Oh, very good. You met him. So you met him.
I have met him.
Oh, he's a nice guy. A little laid back for me, but well, good afternoon and welcome to the Halloween Eve, October 30th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. The joke will be brought to you by Mathena Heating and Cooling. But the Playhouse, Thompson Price. We're going to tell you about both of those wonderful companies, and we got a little something a little special for you. Today's the 75th anniversary of Something Big in Radio. We'll get that and more after this little round of introductions. The control board is operated by none other than The control board is operated by none other than Control Board Hall of Famer. That's right, there is a Control Board Hall of Fame. Next time you're in the area of that Hall of Fame, please be sure to go through there. I'm not sure where it is. You find it on your own. He's in there. His name is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not hearing from your advisor on a regular basis, then you need to call Mark and Jason because they talk to all of their clients every 3 months. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Levi Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going today?
It's going great. Hi, everybody.
You going to the game tonight or you watch it at home?
No, I'm watching it at home because it's in Boston.
What am I thinking? What the heck am I thinking? Of course you're not going. Of course it's in Boston. Wishful thinking, I guess, that we could wrap it up and win it here.
Yeah.
Which we wouldn't have been able to do unless we literally would have had to do it in five games.
Yep.
Or four or five games to do that here. Well, you never know, Dan. For all I know, you could have counterfeited tickets and counterfeited your airline boarding passes. You're good at if you're good at one, you'd be good at the other.
You could have snuck onto the plane, the Cardinals plane, and been on a delay.
And waited 7 hours for the rest of them. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You're also fine, Dan.
I didn't even know there was such a business. The Red Boy's telling me there's a lot of money to be made in the counterfeit what?
Cheese.
Counterfeit cheese.
Wow.
Well, you know what? They have that fake crab meat.
Yeah,
you ever had that stuff?
Yeah.
It's pretty good, and it's kind of like maybe there is. You know what? My wife brought home some. It was yogurt cheese or something. It was exactly the same as. Oh yeah, it was disgusting. It was horrible. If you're gonna eat cheese, eat cheese. If you're gonna cut cheese, cut cheese. Don't cut yogurt. Cut cheese. Ladies and gentlemen, Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah, speaking of that plane, I don't know how that happens with a...
What, the delay?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I mean, I don't know why... What is it, a charter jet?
It's a charter. They had...
It's a commercial airliner, but they charter it.
They had mechanical problems, and they had to wait for
I can't
for
believe
another.
They don't have their own jet,
you know what?
All.
That's exactly what I was about to say, with a Cardinal logo on the tail. I'm surprised they don't have their own. Does any team have their own jet?
I don't think so.
That's amazing to me. The millions and millions.
But it's a commercial flight. Are there any other people on the plane?
No. No, it's just them.
They charter the whole plane. But I'm with you. Although, I guess if you run the numbers, you're not using, if they had a, but you know what, if they had a, they still got meetings and their upper brass and management people travel. I would sure think that would make sense to have their own plane.
Are there other teams that have their own jet?
We need to check into that. Remember when the Playboy jet was kept out at Lambert? Hugh Hefner's plane, you're too young for that.
Yeah.
The Playboy jet was all black, solid black with a bunny on the tail. And you could drive down 70 years ago, and it was always right there. You could see from the highway. There it was, man. And it, you couldn't miss it. It jumped out.
Oh,
it was
I
all
bet.
The other planes are white. It was a solid black jet with a Playboy bunny on the tail. And that's
why was it kept here?
You know what? I used it because Ozark Airlines, I think, maintained the plane, and their hub, their headquarters was here. And when they needed it, they would just jump in it, go to Chicago, get Hef or whoever. You know, look, here to Chicago, what is it, half an hour or something? No big deal. But I think Ozark at the time had a contract to maintain and hangar the jet, and sometimes it was out on the tarmac.
Frank
and
Ladd.
All I know, what?
Oh, go ahead.
Frank Ladd what?
Frank Ladd just called and said that Tim Weiland has seen the Detroit Red Wings have their own jet.
Well, there you go.
Apparently.
It can be done.
Yeah.
I'm surprised the Yankees, some of these big money, the ones that throw a lot of money around, I'm surprised they don't have.
I bet they do.
Or even the Dodgers with the money they got, and they spend on payroll, and I'd have a jet. Only thing I know about the Playboy jet was that there was a round rotating bed right in the toward the back of the aircraft for Hefner. It was his master bedroom. I'm not kidding. It was his master bedroom.
Great.
Because I had met somebody who got to go on there one time. Brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Now, speaking of beds, if you, I don't know if anybody has ever put a bed in the kitchen. You could do anything, I guess. If you like to wake up and you talk about breakfast in bed, have your bed right there in the kitchen. You talk to Tom Price about it. Say, could that be done? Is that possible? If you want a house that like nobody else's house, there you go. Put instead of a center island, put a rotating bed in the middle of your kitchen. They can do anything. They can put a bed in your bathroom if you want to. Now, that might be kind of nice for some people who are, how should I put this, have a little trouble getting up and going to the bathroom. Build like a kind of a toilet into the bed.
Hey.
And it's a combination bed and toilet. Something to think about. Anything is possible with Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. What a lot of people do, women especially, is they'll, and my wife does this, she has a lot of magazines. She's got about 6,000 pounds of magazines. And magazines weigh a lot. Did you ever throw away a bunch of magazines?
Yeah.
It doesn't take much to, you know, make 500 pounds worth of magazines. So she will mark pages or tear out pages or ideas. She'll see, a particular bedspread or whatever. A lot of people do that with Thompson Price's company. They'll come in and go, here are some pictures. I saw these, and I like this idea, and I like this idea. And that's fine. They're used to that. And they can work with that. They'll probably make it better than what you saw in the magazine. And then they're going to give you some ideas you hadn't even seen or thought of before. Maybe some things you didn't even know existed in the way of appliances or accessories, cabinetry. And the end result is going to be a kitchen or bathroom that far and away outshines anything you would have ever found in a home you were going to buy. There's no way you're going to find a house with a kitchen or bathroom that was custom made specifically for you, because the builder of that house never knew who you were. They've never met you. But Thompson Price's people will meet you. They'll get to know you. And they're going to learn enough about you that when they finish, you're going to have one incredible kitchen and or bathroom or bathrooms. Get every dollar's worth. Money well spent. They do it right. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Tonight on, and forgive me, somebody sent me, a listener sent me the email, and I should have made note of the channel. It's the Turner Classic Movies or one of those. The Swimmer with the great Burt Lancaster is on tonight. And I had the privilege many years ago. He's now left us. He's dead. But I got to sit down for an interview with Burt Lancaster.
Really?
And I said, you know, one of the movies that sort of gets overlooked is The Swimmer. And he remembered it well. He's very proud of that movie. And I said, is there a particular line in the movie that you're fond of? And he said, yes, without any doubt, it's this line. And here's what he said.
I can swim all the way home.
Man.
Great interview.
And what channel is this on?
You know what? I don't know. You could search it on whatever your provider is, DirecTV, AT&T.
Yeah,
just search
Turner
The Swimmer. Probably Turner Classic Movies.
Oh, it is like one of the worst movies ever.
Oh, it sounds horrible. Just the name of it. The Swimmer.
There's swimming pools. From
how do you make a whole movie about him just jumping backyard to backyard swimming?
Point. I don't know.
What is the plot?
I think that's it. That's what Dan says.
He swims home from a certain point all the way to his house, and he maps it out that there are pools on this route.
Wait, are you talking about private home pools?
Yes. Yeah.
What a stupid idea.
I know. And he goes and he swims, and each pool has its own little story, I guess. I don't know.
Oh,
it's I haven't seen it for such a long time, but it is the weirdest,
sounds horrible,
goofiest movie. But I'm gonna record it.
There's a woman who's been on the news today, and I guess maybe a little bit last night, too. And the reason she's made the news is that she has prepared a note, but she did several of the same note. So what she says she's going to do tomorrow night at Halloween is, if any little fat kids come to her door, instead of putting candy in the bag, she's putting a note to their parents telling their parents, your kid's fat and shouldn't be getting candy.
Oh. Yeah, obesity.
Boy, somebody slap this woman.
You're not putting a big target on your house.
Yeah, mind your own business. Who are these people that think they're going to save the world and they have to be responsible for everybody?
Just shut
up. It's Halloween. Let the kid have a candy bar. Seriously, they read the note. I saw it on the news. They put it up on the screen.
Yeah.
And it was some crap about, you know, this country has an obesity problem. This is out of control. And we're only adding to it when we allow obese children to eat, blah, 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 blah. What do you think that's going to do to that kid when that kid goes to the door and you drop a note in there and they step away and they read the note that they're supposed to take them to their parents, that basically says, hey, your kid's fat. I'm not giving any candy.
Well, apparently she's going to do that to everybody. She's just going to give everybody a note.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Stupid. What
She's
people
not giving
like
out
that.
Candy.
75 years ago today, I didn't want to say this to Mike Evans yesterday because, you know, he's sensitive and gets his feelings hurt, but he had said Halloween was the anniversary date of War of the Worlds. It's actually today. It was October 30th, I believe. 75 years ago today, or tonight, Orson Welles... War of the Worlds, or was it H.G. Wells? Which was it? Orson Welles,
Orson.
I think. Yeah, Orson Welles. And it was 75 years ago today, and it was the Mercury Theater on the Air, it was called. And what they did is they, not reenacted, because it never happened, but they enacted, I guess you would say, a Martian invasion of the Earth. And according to most reports, more than a million people were convinced, even if it was briefly, that the United States was under attack from alien invaders. And, you know, Orson Welles obviously did a very convincing job of writing this. The narrator was a guy named Oliver Platt. I'm sure Oliver Platt narrates this PBS documentary that they've done commemorating the program. Now, look, I'm not a student of radio. I don't know much about radio history. I don't really follow radio, so I don't know much about it. All I know is that over the years, what I remember is that this thing hit the airwaves, and there were literally people convinced were under attack. There were stories of people had heart attacks, of people packing up and leaving home. I don't know how much of it's true. I know some of it's true. And I also don't know if it would be possible to pull anything like that off today. Do you think you could get away with that today? You think there's anything you could do today? We've got so much realistic fictional stuff that
not with Twitter and everything. I mean,
yeah, I don't think you'd it would make it 2 minutes because
no.
Social media, boom, all over the world
would
go
so
hoax.
Fast. Yeah.
But we thought we'd just play. I don't think I've ever heard the entire thing. We'll just play a little bit of you. Just hopefully, give you a little feel of what happened 75 years ago today. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt our program of dance music to bring you a special bulletin from the Intercontinental Radio News. At 20 minutes before 8 Central Time, Professor Farrell of the Mount Jennings Observatory, Chicago, Illinois, reports observing several explosions of incandescent gas occurring at regular intervals on the planet Mars. The spectroscope indicates the gas to be hydrogen and moving toward the Earth with enormous velocity. Professor Pearson of the observatory at Princeton confirms Farrell's observation and describes the phenomenon as, quote, like a jet of blue flame shot from a gun, unquote. We now return you to the music of Ramon Rockello, playing for you in the Meridian Room of the Park Plaza Hotel, situated in downtown New York.
Now, do they break in again?
Yes, yeah, yeah, that's for sure.
This is some nice dance music. We interrupt this dance music.
That sounds like today's AM signal. Has it changed?
Ladies and gentlemen, following on the news given in our bulletin a moment ago, the Government Meteorological Bureau has requested the large observatories of the country to keep an astronomical watch on any further disturbances occurring on the planet Mars. Due to the unusual nature of this occurrence, we have arranged an interview with a noted astronomer, Professor Pearson, who will give us his views on this event. In a few moments, we will take you to the Princeton Observatory at Princeton, New Jersey. We return you until then to the music of Ramon Rockello and his orchestra.
Wow. Well, I gotta tell you, you know, back in the day, it's pretty convincing.
We are ready now to take you to the Princeton Observatory at Princeton, where Carl Phillips, our commentator, will interview Professor Richard Pearson, famous astronomer. We take you now to Princeton, New Jersey.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Carl Phillips speaking to you from the observatory at Princeton. I'm standing in a large semicircular room, pitch black except for an oblong split in the ceiling. Through this opening, I can see a sprinkling of stars that cast a kind of frosty glow over the intricate mechanism of the huge telescope. The ticking sound you hear is the vibration of the clockwork. Professor Pearson stands directly above me on a small platform, peering through the giant lens.
Where are the Martians?
I ask you to be patient, ladies and gentlemen, during any delay that may arise during our interview. Besides the ceaseless watch of the heavens, Professor Pearson may be interrupted by telephone or other communications. During this period, he is in constant touch with the astronomical centers of the world.
I'm actually starting
Professor,
to believe it
may
now.
May I begin our questions?
Any time, Mr. Pearson.
Professor, would you please tell our radio audience exactly what you see as you observe the planet Mars through your telescope?
Nothing unusual at the moment, Mr. Phillips. A red disk swimming in a blue sea. Transverse stripes across the disk. Quite distinct now because Mars happens to be at the point nearest the Earth in opposition.
I've heard enough. This is scaring me. I'm starting to buy into
it. So the spaceship's just taking off from
Mars.
Just
headed for Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. War of the Worlds. I love this quote from Paris Hilton. Apparently, she just recently said, "They assume I'm an airhead or spoiled in real life. I'm the exact opposite. I've done all this on my own. I wouldn't get this far being a dumb blonde." You've done what on your own? You have the name Hilton.
You were born a multi-zillionaire.
done what on your own? Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to open these hotels.
She has 17 product lines and a new single called Good Time. And if your name weren't Hilton, nobody'd buy any of your crap, and you didn't do anything on your own. don't think anybody ever really does much on his own. You know, you either have a name, your family has money, you have help, you have investors, blah, blah, blah. There's a guy named, and I guarantee you guys don't know who this is, Justin McBride. Sounds like a country singer.
Yeah.
Close. He's a bull rider. In fact, he's a world champion, retired bull rider. But he's going to get back on. He's 34 years old, which I guess for rodeo people is getting up there. Going to come out of retirement for, I'm not sure where this is. It's going to be, I think, broadcast on RFD, which is that rural television channel. There's a $1 million prize for some bull riding competition, and he basically says, hey, if I can make $1 million in 8 seconds, because that's the time, you know, that you have to stay on, so he's going to come back out. I got to tell you, that is a life and an occupation that is so far removed from most of us, bull and bronc riding. Yeah. You ever hang around rodeo people at all?
No. Yeah, I did when I worked at Kicks.
I did, actually. When I was a kid, I volunteered. The rodeo came to town, and just to be around it, I kind of volunteered to help them do some stuff. So I got to be... Man, I want to tell you something. I had a buddy who broke ponies and horses to make extra money. And he asked me if I'd be interested in helping him. I did it twice. I got on a wild pony and survived it. And then I got on a mare, a full-size horse. And that thing threw me, it seemed like 100 yards. And you don't know what your body configuration is going to be. When it throws you off, you don't know if you're going to be right side up, right upside down, legs first, head first. And it's a weird way to make a living. And I just told him, I said, I can't help you do this anymore. This is crazy. And I can't imagine rodeo life. It's stinky. It's dusty. It's usually hot. It's dangerous. Yeah, I mean, boy, talk about broken backs. You ever watch those guys?
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Just what their bodies are doing, like a rag doll on that thing. So good luck to Justin McBride, former world champion bull rider. And I'm not, you know, I guess if you're a bronc rider, you're not necessarily a bull rider. He's both. I don't know what, I don't know why you do one and not the other. It seemed to me it's kind of the same whiplashing thing no matter what you're doing. And if I've sounded today a little upset and depressed and like I wasn't giving it 100%, I think you'll understand why when I tell you the Jonas Brothers are broken up.
Oh. What?
Yeah, they're calling it quits, at least for now. They just seem to not be able to get along, and they've canceled 19 concert dates, and I don't even want to talk about it anymore. Man. No Jonas Brothers concerts anywhere in the near future. And the only other thing I have is an article in USA Today where, once again, my response to it is, it's Halloween tomorrow night. They're kids. Let them be kids. And they've listed some alternatives, like give the kids gum, because gum is only 5 to 15 calories. What? Remember, safety first. If it's not wrapped, throw it out. And then after 1 week, get rid of all Halloween candy. Don't let them eat. And then get the candy and separate it and try to give them the lowest calorie candies. And it's Halloween. Do you have to turn everything into such a politically correct thing? I don't get it. Did McGraw, has he railed yet? I guess he has. I haven't got a chance to listen. Did he do his annual railing on Halloween?
Oh, I bet.
He hates it so much. Boy, he really does hate Halloween. He makes that clear every year. Joke is brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling. Now, we're at 71 degrees today. They say probably some rain. They're saying by trick-or-treat time it might taper off tomorrow night. I think Halloween night should be dreary. I think it should be foggy. Little bit cool, spooky, goblin-y. That's what I think. We're not to the I'm freezing to death weather yet, but it's coming. It'll be here soon. How's your heating, the heating part of your heating and cooling system? Is it going to be up to the challenge? If you're not sure, the folks at Matheny Heating and Cooling can make sure. 71 years this year they've been in business, and all you have to do to qualify to become a customer of Matheny Heating and Cooling is, one, have a heating and cooling system. Two, you need to live in St. Louis or St. Charles counties. That's it. That's all you need. Oh, and you have to be either a residence or a business, and I think that's pretty much every building is either a residence or a business. Nobody's too small, nobody's too big. There's no model, make, brand they can't work on or replace. Matheny Heating and Cooling. MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
One of my very favorite jokes, and one I've known for 40 years, probably. And it starts off with kind of a tragic note. It's three nuns killed in a car accident. They're on the way to a nun retreat, and they die in a car wreck. And they get to the pearly gates, and they're standing in line at the gate. And St. Peter welcomes the first nun. She's not in heaven yet. She's at the gate. And he says, Sister Catherine, what a delight to have you in my presence. The boss is well aware of all your good works. We never expected you this soon. You're here earlier than we thought, but glad to have you here nonetheless. Now, Sister Catherine, there's a procedure. There's a question that's going to be asked that you must answer, and if you answer it correctly, you will hear an angelic chorus. And at the sound of that chorus, the gates, the pearly gates, will open, and we will welcome you into heaven. Are you ready for your question? Sister Catherine says, yes, St. Peter, I'm ready. He says, Sister Catherine, who was the first man? And she says, well, Adam. And the gates open, and in she walks to heaven. Sister Teresa is next. St. Peter says, Teresa, so sorry about the car accident. We didn't expect you here this soon, but now that you're here, we are prepared to welcome you to heaven. As you probably heard with Sister Catherine, Sister Teresa, you must answer a question, biblical question, and if you answer it correctly, you'll hear an angelic chorus, the gates will open, and you'll be welcome to heaven. She says, I'm ready, St. Peter. She says, Sister Teresa, what was the name of the first woman? She says, Eve. And the gates open, and in she walks to heaven. Sister Maria steps up. St. Peter says, ah, Sister Maria, we have followed your wonderful life all these years, the work you've done with the homeless and the downtrodden and those addicted to drugs and tobacco and alcohol. You've given so much of yourself. We can't wait to have you as a resident of heaven. As I'm sure you heard with the other two sisters, there you must. She says, I know. Answer question. I'm ready, St. Peter. He says, Sister, what was the first thing that Eve said to Adam in the Garden of Eden when they first confronted each other for the very first time, naked in the Garden of Eden? There they are, face to face. What did Eve say to Adam? Sister Maria says, could you repeat that? He says, certainly. Adam and Eve, Garden of Eden, laid eyes on each other for the first time, naked. What did Eve say to Adam? She says, wow, that's a hard one.
Let's check in with Tim Weiland and see how traffic's moving, Tim.
All right, Dan. Yeah, things are a little bit busier than they have been. Your slow Manchester to the Doherty Ferry on southbound 270. Westbound 44 in that right lane, trying to ramp on to 270, is slow from approaching Lindbergh all the way down to 270. Now, westbound 40, you have stop-and-go traffic from the Science Center through McCausland, from Ballas out through 141, again from Long Road to the Boone Bridge. Westbound 70, you're slowing now between Zumbel, a little west of Zumbel, to Mid-Rivers Mall Drive. Eastbound 270, slowing at McDonald. We did have a stalled vehicle. They just moved it off to the left shoulder on eastbound 70 at Hanley. This traffic report is brought to you by by Constant Contact. Grow your business fast with Constant Contact's powerful online marketing tools, all from one login, all backed by live support. Start your free trial today at ConstantContact.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Mizzou is hot, and they're here on KTRS. Saturday, the Tennessee Volunteers come to Columbia to take on our ninth-ranked Mizzou Tigers.
I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. For the third straight Saturday, Mizzou's football team will play at Perot Field as Butch Jones and the Tennessee Volunteers come to town.
Coverage begins at 4 p.m. Kickoff is at 6. Saturday, get every pass, every play right here
on the Big 550 KTRS.
Having a heart attack or stroke can make you look at life differently. After my heart attack, my doctor told me about the Fourier study. The Fourier study is a clinical research study evaluating an investigational medication to see if it may reduce the risk of having another heart attack or stroke in individuals that have had a heart attack, stroke, or who have peripheral arterial disease. The study is investigating a different approach to reducing bad cholesterol levels. If you have had a heart attack, stroke, or if you have peripheral arterial disease, you may be able to take part in the four-year study. Eligible study participants will receive study-required care and may receive study medication. Study participants may also receive compensation for time and travel. The four-year study is enrolling now. See if you may qualify. To learn more, call 1-888-980-8077. That's 1-888-980-8077. Or visit cardioresearchstudy.com.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-616-4996. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-616-4996. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-616-4996. That's 1-800-616-4996.
Are you between the ages of 25 and 65? Do you need to lose at least 10 pounds? If you answered yes, we're looking for you. We need you to participate in an absolutely risk-free nationwide trial of an extremely potent weight loss supplement. It's called AF Plus. To participate, you must call 1-800-700-7260 in the next 10 minutes. AF Plus is a proven weight loss breakthrough. Take one capsule just once a day as directed, and you can experience maximum weight loss, pounds in days. It's all natural, safe, and healthy. But if your weight loss with AF Plus is too dramatic, please decrease use and only take it every other day. We're so confident you'll lose weight that we'll give you a full-size supply to use absolutely risk-free. We only need 100 more users for this trial. So if you need to lose weight, call immediately to guarantee your participation in this nationwide risk-free trial. Call 1-800-700-7260. That toll-free number again is 1-800-700-7260.
Honey, we need to talk.
Uh-oh.
This kitchen's got to go.
Why? What do you mean?
The cabinets are old, the tile's cracked, the Chipformica countertop with that metal edge that snags everything.
But I just...
And it's too small.
But sweetie, I called Callier and Thompson Kitchens and Baths yesterday. They'll be out this afternoon.
Oh.
Callier and Thompson Kitchens and Baths. They're famous for returned phone calls, itemized estimates, and employees who show up when they're supposed to. Be it a large or small project, Callier and Thompson offers the highest quality and professionalism in the business. With more certified kitchen and bath designers on staff than any other firm in the area, their designers are on the leading edge of industry trends. Callier and Thompson, next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester Road, just east of 141, can help you reclaim your space.
I'm glad we had this little talk. Now about your man cave.
But call Callier and Thompson Kitchens and Baths for a free estimate. 636-391-9099. That's 636-391-9099. View their portfolio at CallierandThompson.com.
This is Bob Ellman. The government shutdown is over, and we're busy closing loans because the rates have dropped again. Right or wrong, raising the debt ceiling has forced mortgage rates down. That's why I urge you to refinance to a lower rate today.
People are calling to take advantage of low rates, and if you missed it the first time around, this is your second chance. Call Golden Oak at 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Now's the time to consolidate debts or get cash for the holidays. Our licensed loan officers are standing by to help you lock in a low rate.
Call Golden Oak today and get a lower rate of 3%. That's a fixed rate at 3%. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending Cured My Blues.
NMLS 1149.37, conventional 15-year fixed rate, APR 3.556 with qualified credit, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146. Call 567-GOLD.
If you're currently paying for a Medicare supplement and Part D prescription coverage, you're paying way too much. Open enrollment gives you a chance for a do-over. This is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. Our clients are saving thousands of dollars, and they're still seeing their own doctors. It's not a secret. It's about knowing your options. Let's do it right this open enrollment. Call me at 314-863-0008. 314-863-0008.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center for great deals on America's most trusted battery, DieHard. Plus, take advantage of a free battery check at Sears Auto Center. See store for details.
Target Talk St. Louis, every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m., is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms, from competitions to firearm safety.
Dan, take
Let me go home.
Okay, don't take it.
Over. He doesn't know the words.
He doesn't know all the words.
Pretty tough song to remember. Bottle of Wine. Jimmy Gilmer and the Fireballs. Of course, Mike Evans on the West Coast, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Sometimes you're in the Smokehouse Market, get some of that jerky. I'm a big jerky fan. Maybe the best, smokiest jerky I've ever had in my life. Slightly more expensive than other jerky, but that's what happens when you get things that are real, real good. They cost just a little bit more, but they're worth it. And, well, I don't know what to tell you. Check out the menu online, Annie Gunn's Restaurant. Annie Gunn, Smokehouse Market, now present Mike Evans.
Popquiz question. Happy Halloween.
Eve.
So here's your question. Johnny Depp, Daniel Radcliffe, P. Diddy are all very scared. Of what? They're scared of the same thing. Revolving doors, elevators, graveyards, or clowns? Answer in a minute. Love nuggets. Well, actually, it's not a love nugget, it's a disgusting nugget. Mia Farrow's ex-husband, Woody Allen, is not the real sex sickie in that family. The real sick sex nut in that family is Mia's brother, John Farrow, who just cut a deal with the prosecutors and agreed to do 25 years in a state penitentiary for molesting two boys ages 9 and 13 for the last 2 years.
Wow.
25 years, Mia Farrow's brother. We do have a nice love nugget, though. So beautiful. It's beautiful. Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban admit sending sex texts to each other every day to keep their marriage spicy. You do that with Mrs. Franco, don't you, homie?
All the time. I'm doing it right now. Sitting there sexting her right now.
There you go. Movie review, 12 Years a Slave isn't as much as enjoyable as it is an awakening about a disturbing page of American history. This is a true story about a free black man living in New York in the 1800s who's abducted by slave traders and taken back to a plantation in the South. You know, they act like maybe it's mistaken identity, but it's not. It's just the way that things happened back in those days. It's unbelievable, and it is shocking. This is a powerful, gut-wrenching movie, and there are some twists and turns in it that you will simply not see. Fabulous movie. It stars this actor. I've never heard of this guy. He plays the slave. His name, he's from England. His name is Chiwetel Ejiofor. Never heard of either name. Brad Pitt also stars in this. So does Michael Fassbender. Rated R, 133 minutes, 12 Years a Slave, easy call, 4 stars.
Wow.
TV news, rating news, Monday, World Series, 13.4, number 1. The Voice, 13.1, number 2. Blacklist, 10.8, number 3. Good Morning America beats the Today Show every day, but Good Morning America has a problem. George Stephanopoulos, Robin Roberts, Laura Spencer, Josh Elliott, all the Good Morning America stars' contracts are up. Ooh. And they want a lot more money.
Uh-oh.
And are all threatening to walk.
That's what happens when you get better ratings.
Netflix announces it will start streaming Dexter a lot so people can watch all the episodes of that. And interesting, there's a convention of exhibitors. Those are theater owners. And they are saying that Netflix is actually hurting the movie industry.
Wow.
Hmm.
I was shocked at that. Want to send out a happy birthday? She listens online. Lacey.
Oh, your daughter.
My daughter. It's her birthday today. Halloween Eve. And when Obamas went to church last Sunday, which is a very rare occasion.
Yeah, they don't go very often.
Michelle was wearing a pair of 1,400 Jimmy Choo's boots, 4,000 sweater dress, and a 2,500 necklace. Over $8,000 in clothing she was wearing to church.
Well, she's sending a message.
Just an average American family.
Yeah, we're just average.
Yeah. I wonder if that's any of our taxpayer money.
She
wouldn't
message.
Spend that money. She had to pay for Obamacare.
Political commentary by Mike Evans.
Would almost pay the deductible for your first doctor visit, maybe.
Almost.
And finally. See how I went through this real quick? Go St. Louis Cardinals tonight, homie.
Yeah, man.
Johnny Depp, Daniel Radcliffe, P. Diddy. What are they all afraid of? Clowns, revolving doors, graveyards, elevators. Come on.
Clowns.
I'll say elevators.
Wow. I'll go with elevators also.
The answer's clowns.
Told you.
Oh.
Michaelis, go Cardinals!
So Dan actually beat us?
Yeah.
Got it.
Way to go, Dan.
Hey, thanks.
And tell him what you're afraid of. Birds.
Yes.
That's really the only one for you, right? I mean, you're not afraid of clowns, right? It's just birds.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
your big, one you have a big problem with. Mike Evans brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. In 1993, both of those businesses next door to each other were 15 feet underwater. Hard to believe. Hard to believe if you go to the valley now that that was the case. American Equity Mortgage, 21 years ago and in a few months, came to see me and introduced the name American Equity Mortgage to me, saying we're in the mortgage business, we're new, just getting started, I'd like for you to tell the world about us. That was 21 years ago, and we've been telling the world, at least our part of the world, about them for 21 years, 52 weeks a year. And I've said many, many times, if in a perfect world, all advertisers would understand the value of consistency and staying the course and just letting something work. And the longer you let it go, if it's a good vehicle for you, the more it'll sink in with people. You know, a home equity loan or debt consolidation loan or a mortgage is not something everybody's interested in today. Right now, listening, there are lots of people who have no interest in that. But next year, there may be somebody who finds a house, wants to get a mortgage and become a homeowner. Or next month, somebody may decide, I'm tired of these credit card bills. And when that time comes, whether it's now, next week, next month, next year, we want to make sure you know the name American Equity Mortgage. Before you call any other mortgage company, we want you to include a call to American Equity Mortgage. If you'll do that for us, if you'll just give them a chance and tell them your AM and the PM, that's all we've ever asked. If you decide to make another decision, then that's a problem they have, that they lost your business. But if you'll give our advertisers like American Equity Mortgage a chance, you've done all we can ask you to do. American Equity Mortgage. Do not get in a habit of paying minimum credit card payments. There's nothing good that comes from that except debt that you don't have to have, that you can get out of if you're a homeowner. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
Let's get another quick check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, you do have some rain moving into the area, slowing things down on westbound 40. You have the usual heavy stuff, Kings Highway through McCausland, 270 out through 141. You are slow between Long Road and the Boone Bridge, and again from 94 to almost Winghaven. Westbound 70 slows Cave Springs through Mid Rivers Mall Drive, and eastbound 270. That's slowing now midway between McDonnell and Lindbergh through New Florissant. This traffic report brought to you by Walmart. The Walmart October Savings Event is here. Find 26.4-ounce DiGiorno Stuffed Crust Pizza on rollback for just $6.77. Come see thousands of rollbacks now at Walmart. Ends October 31st while supplies last. See store for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The 6 o'clock news. It's great to watch. Unless you're in your car in traffic. The Big 550 KTRS and KTBI Fox 2 have the solution. Beginning this Monday, KTRS will simulcast the Fox 2 News at 6 with Sandy Miller to give you the ability to get caught up on all the news, weather, and sports while you're on your way to wherever you're going. The Fox 2 News at 6 with Sandy Miller, followed by the Big Sports Show with Hadley and Heuer at 6:30 on the Big 550 KTRS.
The joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you need. Until now. Introduced in the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. Claim your sample today. 1-800-451-6580. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Instaflex is available at GNC and Walgreens, but you can only get your complimentary sample by calling 1-800-451-6580. 1-800-451-6580.
This is where St. Louis comes to talk.
The Big 550. Too desirable to be real.
KTRS.
For your next direct flight to Orlando, take the hassle-free, low-fare, charter line, free parking way to fly. Allegiant Airline at Mid-America Airport. Book your flight at flymidamerica.com. Sponsored by the Tourism Bureau, Illinois South.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center for great deals on America's most trusted battery, DieHard. Plus, take advantage of a free battery check at Sears Auto Center. See store for details.
I just don't understand why she can't blow her nose.
Is my mic on?
Uh-oh, yeah.
Oh, shoot, sorry. Hey, thanks for joining. Look, there's nothing, what can you say except go, Cards, go. Let's do it. Let's do it tonight so we can...